Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another Prophecy Today intelligence briefing. David Dolan, with his Middle East News Update, is a major report that is focused on a key region of our world that is key to understanding God's prophetic plan for the future. David Dolan will come to my broadcast table here at Prophecy Today intelligence briefing and give us reports on the Trump peace plan promotion, Russia wanting in on the peace process between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Early polls, according to David, say that Netanyahu will win re-election, and the Brazilian president, who was just inaugurated, says it's not if, but when Brazil will move their embassy to Jerusalem. David Dolan will be at this broadcast table in a moment with more details on this information. May I talk to you about my prophecy bookstore? It's located on my website, prophecytoday.com. There are a number of items that will assist you on my website, including the bookstore. For example, we have the top 10 stories in the news each and every day on the home page. I have a prophecy Q&A that is available. If you have a question about Bible prophecy, just go on the website to Prophecy Q&A. But may I suggest the bookstore will be very helpful for you as you study Bible prophecy. We have a number of books, CDs, which will be five-hour audio sets that will teach Bible prophecy on a subject or a book, and then a number of DVD documentaries. One of them is entitled The Daniel Papers. Here we go to Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. You'll find out that David is going to be talking about a peace agreement between the Israelis and the Palestinians that President Trump is trying to put together and have the Prime Minister promote during his upcoming campaign for re-election. I don't know about Trump's peace plan, but I do know about the Antichrist, who is revealed in Daniel 9:27. He will come to this world and he will confirm a peace treaty that will start the clock ticking on the tribulation period. This DVD is essential for your understanding of how peace for a temporary season will come to place in the Middle East. Go to my prophecy bookstore located on my website, and when you're there, in the video section, you'll find the Daniel Papers. It's a documentary on Daniel 9 and verse 27. Again, the address, prophecytoday.com. Go to the prophecy bookstore to make your purchase. Well, let's bring to these microphones David Dolan. He's the man who covers the Middle East for us. Donald Trump has asked Prime Minister Netanyahu. Now, we've talked about already, Netanyahu is going to early elections in April of this year. And now the president wants the prime minister to make the president's peace plan the centerfold of their campaign issues. Is that going to work with the prime minister, or is he going to kind of shy away because of what Trump has been doing and pulling the troops out of Syria? What are your thoughts?
Well, Jimmy, that is what I'm hearing from different sources, that the White House has been consistently and constantly putting pressure on the Netanyahu government to make the coming peace process the center of Netanyahu's campaign. And all Israeli analysts agree that that's the last thing that the prime minister wants to do. New set of polls this week, Jimmy, showing the left is completely collapsing. The once great Labor Party will only get about 7 or 8 seats in the new Knesset, the poll show. Tzipi Livni's left-wing party, she left the Likud some time ago, moved to the left. It will maybe not even get in the Knesset. Jimmy, we have new rules. It takes 2% of the vote now for any party to get into the Knesset. That's a higher rate than before, and it means some small parties may disappear. The right is showing very strong polling. The Likud near 30 seats, and its allies at least another 30. But, Jimmy, the peace plan is likely to be very unpopular if what we're hearing so far is true. Now, again, nobody has seen it. Jared Kushner has seen it, and Pompeo and the president, and presumably Prime Minister Netanyahu knows what's in it. He's already indicated there are things in there that the public won't like. We've had public statements from the UN ambassador, Nikki Haley, the former UN ambassador, and others, that Israel will suffer as well as the Palestinians in some ways as a result of the peace plan. Both sides will have to give quite a lot, she's indicating. Well, especially if it doesn't leave Jerusalem entirely in Israeli hands, that will be something Netanyahu no way can support. And even though he has an alliance with President Trump and overall is glad to see him in power, that would be a non-starter and would potentially cost him the election. So we'll have to see what he does, but that pressure we've been hearing has been strong and consistent to make this plan part of the deal. Of course, that means it would have to be revealed, and that hasn't happened yet, so we'll see what happens. But the elections are just in 3 months now, April 8th, so something's going to give here pretty soon.
Well, I hear from the other side of the world that the Russians are wanting to get involved in the peace process, bring resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and they say they can mediate this discussion. Would that leave the United States out? And would Israel ever consider that Russia be involved in the peace process?
From what I hear, Jimmy, the Israelis are not opposed to Russia being involved. They recognize the facts on the ground, which is that Vladimir Putin has brought his country and his influence back in a major way into the Middle East by backing Syria in 2015. And continues to play a large role there and in Lebanon and in other areas. So that's just a reality. But, Jimmy, the political alliance between the U.S. and Israel is so prominent and so important to the Israelis that they would certainly not do anything to insult the U.S. directly. In other words, if the Trump administration was happy enough to have the Russians involved, then the Israelis would go along with that fine. But if the U.S. opposed it, then you wouldn't expect to see Israel out on a limb on its own. Although relations are a little strained, and Jimmy, there was some consternation this week over the president's statements on Syria and the pullout there. He said, we're not talking about vast wealth in Syria. We're talking about sand and death. I'm getting out. We're getting out. Look, we don't want Syria. And then he said they would look after their Kurdish partners and some other things. But, Jimmy, the issue for the Israelis is not sand or wealth. This is the way that Donald Trump seems to look at things, through money and through finance, and that, of course, is his background mainly. It's having those troops as a tripwire, that the Iranians know they're there, even if it's just a couple thousand, that the Russians know they're there, that Iran's allies and Hezbollah know they're there, and therefore the U.S. is on the block, as it were. That's what's important. There's nothing the U.S. is going to get out of Syria. That's for sure. The Americans don't have any natural interest in Syria per se. Neither did we in Kuwait. Neither did we really in Iraq. But it's understood that Islamic fundamentalism is not going away. It's still very strong in northern Syria and in most of Iraq and really the whole region. And therefore, they see this as a false approach, and they agree still with General Mattis's decision to resign as defense secretary over the pullout.
Well, what about this statement that President Trump supposedly said? He was talking about that pullout of U.S. troops in Syria, and then he said Iran can do whatever they want to there. Has that surfaced in Israel, or do you know anything about it?
Well, right. That was also part of the overall statement, and it just seems incredible to the Israelis that he would say that. Obviously, Israel is not going to rest, and the prime minister, and he's backed by all political parties. There's no one on the Israeli political scene that wants to see Iran take over Syria. And we know that Iran is in the process of setting up at least four, some reports say five, different Syrian-based militias. These will be Shiite Muslims that are allied with Iran and with Hezbollah, backed by both, but they will be Syrian. So, you know, the Iranians do eventually appear to be intending to leave Syria, but to leave it as a pro-Iranian, anti-Israel country that will continue the jihad holy war against Israel, well, that's a non-starter. And again, Jimmy, the Israelis will just have to take action on their own, but they're feeling a little abandoned, a little let down over this. It's a small move, but it's a very important psychologically, in particular, an important move. And again, an indication that the U.S. is going back to the days of Obama, where we were not engaged that much, and therefore a lot of nasty stuff happened, including, of course, the rise of ISIS.
All of this that you've just reported to us, David. But in addition to that, the Palestinians have a New Year's resolution, and it's going to be the same one that they've had for about 54 years, destroy Israel. I mean, it looks like they are not going to get off of that resolution. They're set to do it. They'll use violence, whatever they have to do, ultimately to destroy the state of Israel and establish the state of Palestine. That seems a no-brainer. It's going to continue to happen.
Well, it is, Jimmy. And again, these people are openly stating all the time that the destruction, the complete destruction of a country is their goal, is what they're working for. Iran's been stating that since 1979, the Palestinians before that even, and continuing at least a large portion of the Palestinians to do that, and they control a little state in Gaza that they can fight from. So it's a very, very serious situation, a very dark situation. The Prime Minister saying we have to have these elections now to get them out of the way so we can deal with these issues. But Jimmy, again, if some of these issues become part of the election, especially a peace process from the states, that might really cause chaos and havoc. And all of this, Iran watching, Iran enjoying what they're hearing. But, Jimmy, also fresh reports that the situation inside Iran is very, very grave, and that the economic situation in particular is in crisis, and there is still some hope that the regime will fall or at least become so preoccupied with internal problems they can't go on.
Let me conclude our conversation with some good news. The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, flew into Brazil. He was awarded the highest honor by that nation itself with the inauguration of their new president. And by the way, the Brazilian president said a couple of things. First of all, he's going to move the Brazilian embassy to Jerusalem. And then he asked them to blow a shofar at his inauguration. That's good news.
It is, Jimmy. Brazil's one of the 10 biggest countries in the world, the biggest country in South America, has a lot of influence in Europe as well. So to see Brazil go from what was a very left-wing anti-Israel government over the years, for the most part, that's what they've had, to a pro-Israel government that would maybe even move the embassy to Jerusalem, that's a wonderful thing. And, of course, that's the reason that the Prime Minister, in the midst of all this trouble and crisis, took time to fly to Brazil to attend that inauguration.
David Dolan, the man who covers the Middle East for us, is a major region when you think about the prophetic scenario found in God's Word. David, thank you so very much, and we'll have another conversation next week.
Lord willing, Jimmy, God bless. Thank you.
You know the Trump peace plan that has been proclaimed by President Trump, he said, is the biggest deal that he has ever done. However, I must say, it may fall short among the Israeli people. However, there is a peace plan that is coming that the Jewish state will accept. That peace plan will be confirmed and put in place by the Antichrist. That's Daniel 9 and verse 27. By the way, that peace agreement is on the table, waiting for confirmation. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. The Daniel Papers. I don't know about Trump's peace plan, but I do know about the Antichrist, who is revealed in Daniel 9, 27. He will come to this world and he will confirm a peace treaty that will start the clock ticking on the tribulation period. This DVD is essential for your understanding of how peace for a temporary season will come to place in the Middle East. Go to my prophecy bookstore located on my website, and when you're there, in the video section, you'll find the Daniel Papers. It's a documentary on Daniel 9 and verse 27. Again, the address, prophecytoday.com. Go to the prophecy bookstore to make your purchase. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining me on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.